WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News Special Report, I'm Wayne Cabot. Tonight, the first comment from Iran's supreme leader, who reportedly has been in hiding since the U.S. threatened and then carried out the attacks on nuclear sites in Iran. Ayatollah Khamenei says in a tweet that their attacks on Israel will continue. No mention of the U.S. or President Trump. David Kimball, executive director of the Arms Control Association, says the U.S. operation was carried out successfully, but he disagrees with President Trump's claim that its nukes were obliterated.
There is no way that Iran's nuclear capabilities, its infrastructure, its materials can be wiped out with this massive but still kind of a single-shot military operation. There's a lot we don't know.
The FBI and Homeland Security on a call to governors warning them to watch out for upticks in cyber activity. The State Department tonight urging Americans abroad to be aware of any anti-American demonstration. Oil prices are up 2%. This is ABC News. At least three dead, including twin girls, in severe storms outside Syracuse. New York's governor declaring a state of emergency for storms there and also for the extreme heat downstate. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Heat kills thousands each year, more than any other type of extreme weather. And here in New York City, air quality alerts up for tomorrow, with officials warning people, especially those sensitive groups, to take this heat seriously.
Churchgoers were armed with more than Bibles at Cross Point Community Church outside Detroit when a gunman came after them.
Approached the church building and began firing his weapon. Several staff members from the church approached the gunman. A parishioner struck the gunman with his vehicle as the gunman shot the vehicle repeatedly. At least two staff members shot the gunman, causing fatal wounds. One staff member was shot once in the leg by the suspect.
Chief Ryan Strong crediting church staff for preventing a mass shooting. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maybe I'm wasting my whole life away. All right. no. Well, all right, okay. Maybe I'm wasting my whole life away. All right, okay. You know, there's got to be another way. But the blues man, he got me down in my soul. The blues man, baby, make me pay my toll. Done.
back to Local Music in the After Hours show. That is Max Inc. Radio Saturday and Sunday night. We started this week's show off with two in a row from Blythe Gamble, who just walked away with another MAMA Award, this time for Blues Performer of the Year. Congratulations, Blythe. Find out more information about the MAMA Awards by going to themamas.org. That's themamas.org. This hour's celebration of the local stuff is powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Salvatore's Tomato Pies is in Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. It wouldn't be an after-hours show without a Jimmy's Tune. See Jimmy duking it out with Blythe at the award show on our Instagram page just by typing in Max Inc. Radio. The Jimmys are live in and out of town or tonight in Michigan, but then they're back in town at Tomahawk on 625, Shell Lake on 627, and then tiptoeing across the border into Stillwater on 628. Back in Madison on 629. This is Love Will Find a Way in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The Jimmys on Max Inc. Radio. We continue the after-hours show with some Dana Perry, who's been very busy with the Mamas this year as the executive director. You can always catch her, too, at Cargo Coffee. When she's not on stage, she'll make sure everything backstage is happening exactly the way it should be. This is The Great Alone Now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There is a song in progress. press, a little great big sing-along, and everyone knows the words. It's never ending, and I can't really recall where the beginning began. It's old and it's ancient, yet every time we sing it, it's gonna feel brand new. It works in any key, in any tempo you can imagine. All dynamics are infinite. Ooh. She showed me that the whole of existence lies right there in the pit of my gut. Showed me that all there is and ever was and ever will be is alive inside of me. It made itself known, then I promptly threw it up and out in every which way. And then I left myself alone right there, crying, shivering, naked, feeling strong, feeling blessed in my true form. Ooh. Ooh. And the music keeps on playing, whether you can hear it or not.
Dana Perry, Into Work, who is live at the Memorial Terrace next week on 627, or see them at the Long Mile of Music up in Appleton on 731 or 81. You're listening to local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The to lose. got a job making shoes. No risks, no more mistakes. At least now we can say that we got high. Yeah, we got high.
is over, and we brought you back with the local Wisconsin sounds of Jordan Story and Electronic. And that was Until the Sound here on Mag Sync Radio in the after hours. This half hour's local sounds are sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Right there in downtown Sun Prairie, come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment, 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Let's keep the local sounds moving with Isaiah and the New People live in Duluth, right across the border on 74 or in Bayfield on 75. Celebrate the long weekend on both sides of the beaches. This is Did You Run on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come down.
the People Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. If you missed them at Atwood Music Hall, man, that new place is so cool. You can catch them at Summerfest on 7-3. German Art Students now, and they are live on 7-5 in Green Bay at Invasion Fest. This is Bands Playing for Other Bands on Max Inc. Radio. Going to go to break, but we'll be back with our last hour of tonight's local music show that you can see and hear across Wisconsin, and Kelsey Miles is going to take us to that break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. Mine for the making, my beautiful mistake. It's mine to make, and I can still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. One day I won't need to pretend. Mine for the making, I cannot change it, no. So I will embrace it, my beautiful mistake.
City's burnt to nothing. We got Trump running down to underground bunkers in the National Guard. It's getting tired and tuckered. It's a third strike, death to the neck by the knee. Racist police singing, I can't breathe. Now we're roaring inside singing, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. The riots will last. I see no tears. I feel more the pain. I see no empathy. I see no more shame. And the police are breaking windows deep undercover. The umbrella to hide and then blame on another. The system's dangerous. Now we all know for the rest in power. As long as we keep fighting, tearing down the towers of greed and fear and pain. And brick by brick, it'll stop to rain. And we can build again with bricks of understanding. The walls of ignorance down from our demanding. Tim, I can shout in the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we're finally hear what he was trying to shout in the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we're finally hear what he was trying to shout when the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we're finally hear what he was trying to shout. Seeing we'll be right back.
sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Special report from ABC News. I'm Wayne Cabot. Iran's supreme leader saying Monday in his first comment since the U.S. bunker-busting bombing of nuclear sites, attacks on Israel will continue. No mention of the U.S. or President Trump. Ayatollah Khamenei is said to be in hiding. And maybe for good reason, based on what President Trump said Sunday at the White House, ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president suggesting that maybe there should be a change in leadership, saying, quote, if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be a regime change? This as the president continues to push for those talks and warn against retaliation.
The FBI and Homeland Security calling governors during the day warned them to watch out for any uptick in cyber activity. The State Department urging Americans abroad to beware of anti-American demonstrations. Oil prices are higher because Iran is a major supplier and its parliament is threatening to close off shipping through the Straits of Hormuz. This is ABC News.